Psalms 119, verse 11. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. We know that sin is missing the mark. It's not always this pure evil behavior. It's just less than God's best. It's disobedience. It's out of alignment with who we are called to be as new creations in Christ. And we know we need willpower to resist temptation, to not go into sin, to not miss the mark. But Jesus showed us in his life, in his tempting in the desert, that you also need word power. And that's what Psalms 119, verse 11 teaches us, that we can have this ability to change our heart and our mind by planting God's word at the center of who we are. We know the antidote to sin is grace, but the resistance to sin in the long run of our life is the renewing of our mind. I love how the Message paraphrase states this same verse. I have banked your promises in the vault of my heart, so I won't sin myself bankrupt. We know that we're going to have sin in our life. We're going to need God's daily grace. We're going to need forgiveness every single day. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But I like the thought of in the bank account of my heart, it's a vault. So what I put in there, I protect. That's really what meditating on the word does. It's placing it in your heart and protecting it. So when you need to make a withdrawal to overcome temptation, to forgive someone, to walk free from something that's been holding you back, you have something on deposit. I hope you feel the weight of these words. The psalmist isn't casually just saying, hey, read a couple verses. No, it's saying, store God's word deep within yourself because it has transformative power. God's promises begin to get activated in your life when it is hidden in our heart. We cannot hide out from this world. The world will affect us. We have flesh. We have battles that we fight. But we can hide his word in our heart, and it becomes a safeguard against missing the mark, against sin. It becomes a shield against temptation. And before you know it, God's word becomes the way that we live, the way that we think, and we can experience the best of God in our life here and now. The Word of God is not a book of rules and regulation. It's a living, breathing testament of the character and nature of our Heavenly Father. A lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. It keeps us not only out of sin, it keeps us heading in the direction towards righteousness and victory. So let's follow the example that the psalmist states. Let's immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Get beneath the surface of just skimming over a few passages and grab a verse or two, grab a verse like this one and plant it in your heart today. And as you store it in the vault of your heart, it will produce a treasure in your life that will sustain you in difficult times and will strengthen you for more victory in every area of your life. Let me lead you in a guided prayer. Say this with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the gift of your word. I don't take it lightly. I meditate on it. I think about it. I plant it in my heart. And as I naturally take the time to spiritually invest in my life, I thank you it reaps a harvest. It gains interest. It grows me as a person who walks free from sin and walks in victory in every area. Psalms 119, verse 11. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.